Hello, I'm Mokhtar Lerenbolt from Katalanya University. Thank you for attending today. I present circuit-specific performance evolution in Formula One, an anti-discriminative analysis of Hungarian Grand Prix from 2010 to 2023. The work applies Kaka Y0 and object attribute matrix to produce traceable and evidence-based conclusions about regulation impacts and competitive balance. Here is the roadmap. I will cover motivation and research questions, the data and OAM construction, Kaka Y0 pipeline and validation logic, result and charts, validation and robustness testing, and finally, conclusions, stakeholders, and next steps. Why a circuit focus? Cross-track comparisons mix track and regulation effects. The Hungaroring is relatively stable across 2010 to 2023, making it controlled setting to isolate aerodynamic regulation impacts. Research question: how did regulation era changes affect performance and competitive balance at the Hungarian Grand Prix? Now let's look at how we turn raw F1 data into meaningful insights. This is the summarized flowchart. Shows six phases. Phase first one is data preparation. Second phase is all attributes analysis, and third phase is include excluded attributes and rerun. And next phase is visualization, and phase five is grouped analysis, era and year. And last phase is validation. The detailed slide that follows explains and each steps. Okay, this is the detailed pipeline for reviewers and OEM creation, direction rules, ranking, Kaka Y0, forward run and inversion and rerun, validation checks, attribute exclusion, pivoting and group analysis, and randomized stress tests. Each block corresponds to explicit Excel ranges and formulas in the workbook for full traceability. Okay, what's the OAM and Kaka Y0? The OAM stands for the object attribute matrix. Rows are objects, columns are attribute. And Kaka Y0 is an anti-discriminative estimation module. It produces non-negative estimations relative to the baseline. And Y0, here it's minus 1 million, and making comparisons in interpretable and around the norm. Okay, here's how I build an OEM. Here's the practical steps: convert all times and measures into numeric international C formats, and assign direction rules for each attribute. Higher equals better or lower equals better. Rank attributes and prepare affecting X attributes for Y, and then set Y equals Y0 for Coco input. And I documented units, definitions, and direction codes in an attribute sheet for full traceability. And this is a screenshot shows a slice of the OEM from the workbook. The attribute sheet documents units, direction flags, and conversion formulas. This ensures any claim in evidence sheet can be traced to a specific cell. And this screenshot shows the rank table used in SNX inputs for Kaka Y0. Using ranks standardized This attribute scales and reduce influence from raw units differences. The rank table plus y0 is the direct COCO input. Okay, now for the next part, our validation logic. How do we know our results aren't just random noise? We build a sophisticated symmetry check that acts like a quality control system for our analysis. Okay, validation logic. Validation steps one. First, run COCO y0 forward, then invert the rank table and run COCO y0 again. And last, for each object, compute and multiply forward delta and invert delta. If they produce less than or equal to zero, then the object is validated. This symmetry checks the conservative and reduces spurious attributions. Now I present the results. First, the year-by-year performance evolution chart, then community balance results, followed by validation and diagnostic supported disclaims. The chart shows that the average estimation by year shows a clear peak in 2021 during the white car era. The peak average estimation is roughly 1,357,000. After the 2022 ground effect regulations, there is a small negative change. The year-to-year drop 2021 to 2022 is around negative 0.049%, consistent with an early adaptation cost. Okay, then I use the maximum minimum gap of estimations as a simple dispersion metric. The gap narrowed from the above 2,550 in 2011 to 1,711 in 2023, roughly a 32.9% improvement in the field cooperation, indicating increased parity among competitors at the Hungarian Grand Prix. Okay, main findings here: the performance evolution peak in 2021 during the white car era, with y0 equals 1,357,000, and 2022 shows a small regression consistent with adaptation patterns. And community balance to 32.9% improvement in the maximum minimal gap and meaning in the tighter field. These findings are derived by automated evidence sentence with explicit self-references. This section covers the statistical validation and robustness, ANOVA, randomized stress tests, and diagnostics that evaluate fragility and attribute effects. And I performed a single factor ANOVA on group of estimations, alpha equals 0.05, and report p-values and their distributions across randomized runs. Representative p-values were high, so we cannot reject equal means across eras. So the distribution of p-values across randomized runs to judge robustness rather than rely on a single test. I repeated the pool pipeline on a synthetic data set and ran the same ANOVA. Result similar high p-values for both real and synthetic supporting the Terra group. Mean differences are not statistically significant under this test. Real data gave p equals to 0.824. Synthetic demo data gave 0.855. Both greater than the alpha, so ANOVA shows that both data sets fail to reject null hypothesis. Now I will summarize stakeholder applications, real estate conclusions, and list next steps. Here's the possible use cases. And for FI regulators, quantify regulation impacts and adaptation timelines. Then for Hungarian circuit operator and support event scheduling, safety and local marketing using circuit-specific performance trends. And then for broadcasters, data vendors, and create storytelling packages and live graphics centered on peak use and with regulation effects. Each use case can be supported by the evidence layers items in the workbook. And here is the conclusions. Circuit-specific analysis with CoCo-Y0 offers an objective and traceable insights into how rules affect performance. Every evidence entity is generated by the if-then rules that reference workbook cells meeting BFROP level requirements for reproducibility. The method balances interpretability with empirical rigor. Plan the next steps and extend the analysis to multiply circuits for comparative validation. Implement coupled-based synthetic data generation to better preserve multivariate dependence in stress test. And finalize thesis write-up and automate the workbook to reproduce all steps easily. And this is the end of my presentation. Thanks for your attention.